So in practicing your legato playing, it's usually the case that the pull-offs are weaker than the hammer-ons, and that the volume is lower. So the first way to practice that is to only practice the pull-offs. You start at a certain scale. We happen to be in C minor right now. And we're going to pull off every single string from the bottom to the top. I mean, I'm sorry, from the top string to the bottom. Like. And if your thing sounds like this, like, I'm trying to get the second note weaker, like strong, weak, strong. Like where the first note of each one is louder, then you know you got work to do. Maybe you need to slow it down. Actually, the student I'm with, we were at a certain tempo, and then it wasn't sounding smooth, so we took it down. So you who are listening to this, just find your own tempo where you can make the first note and the second note sound as equal volume to each other. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is just pick two sets of strings. Suppose we're in C minor and we're at the 8th fret right now, right? And we're going to pick strings 4 and 3. The fingering is 1 and 3, 1 and 3 at frets 8 and 10. So 4 and yeah, those two. And so we're simply going to go up and down, making sure that every note sounds even on the way up and on the way down, like this. So that'll be a double. Actually, for all fairness, let's not do a double pull up. We'll just go. And the volumes sound pretty equal. And you can do that on any two string sets. So pick any way you like. I'm sorry. And also, not only ascend to start, but descend to start. So. Good, that's good. Practice that to the track, and that'll get your volume sorted out. Like the pull-offs, equal volume to the hammer-ons. Also remember to pick a little lighter, because it's just easier. When you have distortion on, it compresses things, it's easier. But it's better to practice without it so that you can sort it out on your own. When you're playing acoustic, it's harder. So on acoustic's even better practice.